This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Justice Department says it will eavesdrop on conversations between people who have been detained since the September 11th attacks and their lawyers. The department says it's necessary in order to prevent messages being passed that might lead to further terrorist attacks. Legal scholars and civil libertarians are outraged. NPR's John McChesney is here. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
So much for attorney-client privilege.
Yeah, this is sure to stir up quite a bit of controversy around the Justice Department. Not only amongst civil libertarians, I think, but also amongst just your regular garden variety lawyers who are not going to be happy with this. The Justice Department says it's going to have a taint team that will not disclose what it hears on phone conversations to prosecutors or investigators without a special court order. The government, by the way, has detained nearly 1,200 people, but it refuses to disclose how many of those people have been released.
President Bush says the government had credible and solid evidence about one way the attacks were financed. What have they learned?
Well, they came out this week. You know, they had raids across the country, and they shut down two organizations called Al-Taqwa and Al-Barakat. These are two financial networks, sort of informal banks used by people in this country and other places around the world to send money back home and to do other financial transactions. The Bush administration says they were being used to finance bin Laden's operation and to communicate back and forth. Al-Barakat is one of the more interesting ones. It's used primarily by Somalis. There are 100,000 Somalis in this country, and they send money back home. The government says they've been skimmed money off those transactions, gave it to bin Laden. One of the interesting wrinkles here is that there are two men who were taken into custody, one of them in Boston, Mohammed Hussein. His brother, Liban Hussein, is still up in Ottawa, Canada, in his apartment, according to the Toronto Star, and he's saying this company had nothing to do with bin Laden and that it's a perfectly legitimate operation. The Canadians, as far as I can tell, have not arrested him.
What's the latest on the investigation into the hijackings?
Not a whole lot. One of the more interesting wrinkles, if it's true, is the Boston Globe and the New York Times are quoting sources saying that the Justice Department is considering whether or not to indict one of the men who's being held as a material witness. This is a guy named Zacharias Moussaoui. And they may indict him, according to these newspapers, for seditious conspiracy to levy war against the United States. Moussaoui is this guy, if you remember, he was arrested prior to the September 11th attacks up in Minnesota. He was taking flight lessons, and he said he didn't need to know how to land or take off, so the flight instructor, wisely enough, turned him into the FBI. When after the September 11th attacks, the FBI looked at his hard drive, and he had information in there about crop dusting. And you remember that Mohammed Atta, who they think was the leader of this operation, also had been looking at crop dusters down in Florida. It's clear that Moussaoui is one of the hottest suspects that the FBI is holding, and he may be the first person who's charged as part of the September 11th conspiracy. There's a difference of opinion, evidently, within the Justice Department. We couldn't get any clarification from the Justice Department on this.
Now, what about the investigation into the anthrax business?
Well, the FBI has taken a beating this week on that one. They were up on the Hill on Tuesday, and they admitted that they did not have a clue about who made it, where it came from, who sent it, and they also admitted that they didn't know how many labs there were in the United States that were handling this stuff, which was something of an embarrassment for them. They don't know how to backtrack the mail. This is a very difficult operation and probably won't bear any fruit. What they're doing now is they're looking closely at the case of Sally Nguyen. She's the New Yorker who died of anthrax, inhalation anthrax, and she's kind of an outlier case. They don't know how she came into contact with the anthrax spores. If they could figure that out, they might be able to backtrack to the person who perpetrated this. The Globe reports that the FBI is now leaning toward the theory that the anthrax attacks and the September 11th attacks are connected. If that's true, and we weren't able to verify that, then there is a test that the government could administer to the people they're holding to determine whether or not any of them were vaccinated for anthrax. This would be a very interesting thing to do, and we couldn't determine from the FBI whether or not they're going to do this, but it would tell them whether any of those people had been vaccinated and prepared for an anthrax attack.
NPR's John McChesney.